Radio Prague News.
No members of the government have attended a banquet at the Russian embassy marking the end of World War II. A Russian historian sacked from his post after criticizing the Putin regime has held a lecture at Masaryk University in Brno. And there are indications that a cleanup at a former chemical plant in Ostrava could come together by 2018. No members of the center-left government led by Prime Minister Bohuslav Sobotka have attended a banquet at the Russian embassy in Prague marking Victory Day, 69 years this Friday since Nazi Germany capitulated to the Soviet Union. Czechs marked the end of World War II one day earlier, on May the 8th. The Czech news daily Pravo wrote that although government representatives did not take part, other politicians, such as the leader of the Communist Party, Vojtěch Filip, were expected, and former President Václav Klaus attended. Earlier, the chairman of the lower house, Jan Hamáček, attended a ceremony at Prague's Olšany Cemetery, laying a wreath in the memory of 140,000 Soviet soldiers who died on Czechoslovak soil fighting against Nazi Germany. A Russian historian sacked from his post following criticism of the occupation by Russia of Crimea spoke on Friday at Brno's Masaryk University. Andrei Zubov accepted the opportunity after turning down an offer to teach at Brno, one of several from foreign universities, after he was dismissed from Moscow's State Institute for International Relations. The professor angered authorities by comparing Russia's actions over Crimea to Nazi Germany's policies ahead of World War II, including the takeover of Austria and seizure of the Sudetenland. In Brno on Friday, Mr. Zubov stressed that the Putin regime was not Russia, saying there were Russians at home who opposed steps taken by the regime in neighboring Ukraine. And in related news, Masaryk University has reached an agreement with the historian on occasional cooperation in the form of seminars and lectures. The Czech news agency reported Mr. Zubov, a critic of the Putin regime, was originally offered a regular post but declined. On Friday in his lecture, he spoke about Czechoslovakia's first president, T.G. Masaryk, who he referred to as a statesman of international stature. He also discussed Russian President Vladimir Putin and the situation in Ukraine. In other news, the cleaning up of sludge at oil lagoons left by a former chemical plant, Ostramo, in Ostrava, a major ecological burden for the Czech Republic, could be complete by 2018. And this according to the head of state enterprise Diamo, Josef Havelka. Some 200,000 tons of waste were already removed in the past, but thousands more were unexpectedly uncovered. Five firms will be chosen to take part in a tender to remove an additional 90,000 tons of the chemical dredge. The site of the lagoons was visited on Friday by Trade and Industry Minister Jan Mladek. He expressed the hope the tender would go through quickly. In other news, the Czech police are searching for a suspect wanted for theft at a jeweler's in Prague back in March. In the incident, the perpetrator made off with items worth 80,000 crowns. He posed as a customer interested in purchasing a gold item. Instead, he grabbed a display platter full of gold chains and headed for the door, pushing aside the female seller who tried to stop him. Officials have released a still from footage taken by a security camera and have asked the public for help. And finally, a quick look at sport. The Czech national hockey team on Friday takes on former compatriot Slovakia in the opening match at the Ice Hockey World Championships, which are getting underway in Minsk in Belarus. The Czechs in Group A will then face Sweden on Sunday and Canada at the beginning of the week. The team's coach, Vladimir Ružička, stressed it was important that the team got off to a good start since it would only be facing theoretically weaker teams later in the tournament. Legendary forward Jaromír Jágr said he expected Friday's match against Slovakia to be a tough one. I'm Jan Wellinger. You'll find more news at radio.cz.